It's lunchtime at Harris Bilingual Elementary School in Fort Collins, Colorado. A single-file line of kindergartners in light-up tennis shoes and pigtails march into the cafeteria, sliding small trays along a salad bar.
Oh, broccoli también.
Kate Kozakowski is a teacher's assistant at the school, where kids speak in both English and Spanish throughout the school week. Poudre School District, which includes Harris, serves almost 15,000 meals a day.
Angel, what else?
Otra cosa. Pepino.
The salad and fruit bar is a staple of this lunchroom. See, a couple years ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture updated its school nutrition standards, mandating more fruits and vegetables on students' trays. So when one kindergartner tries to sneak past without taking a vegetable, Kozakowski swoops in.
No, let's try something new today. Pick one to try.
But there's nothing that says that picky kid has to eat what he takes. The school can provide the choices, but some kids just will not eat. Food waste has always been a problem for large institutions like school districts, but there was particular angst over these latest healthy lunch standards. Conventional wisdom says kids don't like vegetables, and that by mandating more veggies on trays, waste was going to go up.
Our goal as a department and a district is to make sure the last kid has the same choices as the first in the variety and the quality, but we also don't want to have so much food out there that it's being thrown away.
Craig Schneider says that conventional wisdom doesn't give kids enough credit. He's in charge of nutrition for the school district. A Harvard University study showed after the new standards went into effect, kids ate better, and the increased portions of fruits and vegetables didn't cause trash cans to overflow. And Schneider says the key is choice. By allowing kids to make their own food decisions, rather than lunch ladies loading up trays, you disarm their pickiness.
Food is money, and so we really want to manage that cost, but also we don't want to be throwing away food. I mean, it's just that simple.
But waste in schools is still a huge problem. A Colorado State University research team found the average student throws away more than a third of the food on their tray, most of that being fruits and vegetables. That's a higher percentage than food wasted at home. CSU nutritionist Leslie Cunningham-Sabo led the study.
It's really tough for the schools because they are dependent on their clients, the students, and it's really tough, I think, to balance healthy food with the taste preferences of the clients.
Cunningham-Sabo says school districts can make subtle changes with big effects on food waste. She says when some schools have inverted lunch and recess, putting play before the cafeteria, food waste was cut by 30%.
There's been a lot of evidence to support having recess before lunch, and the kids get out there, they get to play, they get to socialize, they burn off some energy, and they come in hungry for lunch.
Other research shows healthy food marketing can change student attitudes about fruits and vegetables. Dietitian Stephanie Smith says schools shouldn't be afraid to get creative and can rebrand vegetables as things kids would actually clamor to get their hands on. Try calling it superpower cauliflower, she says, or instead of green beans, laser beans.
Involve the students. Let them help set the menu. Get them more involved. That way they have more buy-in, their school lunch participation increases, and then hopefully waste decreases.
Fantastic! You ate everything!
Back at the lunchroom at Harris Elementary, a table of fourth graders is halfway finished. Student Alexi Lindsay says he usually only takes what he can eat.
What are you having for lunch?
Jalapenos, strawberries, and... I forgot what these are.
They're peaches!
Oh yeah, peaches!
Do you guys usually eat everything?
Yes, everything.
They ate everything, but we usually don't. And if consumers are really going to cut down on food waste, we'll all have to start eating our vegetables. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.